Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for November 12th, 2024. So mortgage rates eased a little bit last week. This is Friday's close because the markets were closed yesterday. What's going to happen this week? Well, we have a bunch of inflation numbers coming out tomorrow and then on Thursday. But what's taking place today? Well, mortgage rates are going to go up. How do I know? Well, the bond market's telling me so right through here. MBSs are down 33, so it means mortgage rates are going to go up. We're going to get to that in a second because when I came in this morning, I'm like, what is going on with rates? So right through here, U.S. Treasury yields move higher as traders digest a Trump win. They are now awaiting the key data. The key data that we're facing right now, well, this week, is right through here. We have CPI and the PPI coming in this week. What are these? Well, basically think of the CPI as consumer inflation. The PPI is producer inflation. Those are going to come in this week. And that's going to play a huge role in what the markets do and also what the Federal Reserve is proposed to do in the future because they're watching all these meticulously. So that's about it in the news right now. So let's get over to here. Here's what the MBS market's doing, but there is some good news on the consumer side of the equation. Let's get over to Steve Leisman at CNBC for this interview. Then when we come back, I'm going to show you how the equity markets are doing, what the CME Fed Watch tool is telling us in regards to future rate cuts. There's not as many coming, and then we're going to have Stock Talk Tuesday. We're going to talk Bitcoin. So hold on 1 second. Let's get to Steve Leisman. We'll be right back after this interview.
The latest results of the CNBC NRF Retail Monitor for October are out, and Steve Leisman is here. He's got more on that right now. Steve, what'd you learn?
Yeah, Becky, the CNBC NRF Retail Monitor shows a solid bounce back in consumer spending in October after a disappointing September, with Americans seeing a little extra money in their pockets from declining gas prices. Here we go. Retail Monitor, powered with actual credit card spending data from Affinity Solutions from all over the country, shows retail sales, ex auto and gas, that's our main metric there, up 0.7 after a disappointing 0.3 in September, 4.1 year over year from 0.6. Core retail takes out restaurants as well, up 0.8 from 0.3 and 4.6 year over year. So pretty solid spending. A note that the census reported a solid gain in September. The disparity may be related to seasonal adjustments and the treatment of Labor Day. We'll talk about that more in a second. But here's the numbers. Sporting goods and hobbies up 2.7. Non-store retails, these are non-essential items, 1.8. Building and garden supplies, 1.7. Health and food, so I say homes, hobbies, and health all doing pretty well. Clothing accessories down a tick, and electronic and appliances also down. The Affinity data shows spending on gas has fallen 3 months in a row, and in 12 of the past 14 months, so there's a little extra money for those discretionary purchases. Retail Monitor bounces around relative to the census data you can see there. Keeps a pretty good track of it, but over the last 3 months, the absolute error rate is 0.3 compared with the government data. Not bad for government work. It remains to be seen how much hurricanes in October may have affected the spending data. We'll have a special report looking at the week-by-week spending data in the path of the two storms. This data allows us to bore in on week-by-week spending in seven cities affected by that. I just got the data yesterday, having a chance to crunch it for TV, but it's pretty interesting.
So that's pretty cool. So what they're going to do is the uptick in consumer spending because people knew about the hurricane. Let's keep playing this. I watched the whole thing. He was giving kudos to a lot of the weather forecasting based on this because they gave forewarnings to people about the hurricanes coming, and a lot of people went out and shopped. Did they do some excess shopping and that popped up consumer spending?
Pretty interesting. Increases over the week by week? Did it steadily build through the...
It depends on the category. You can imagine, Becky, they went to Home Depot, and we can show that increase in building and home supplies in the week before. As Paul Walsh, who, remember, we used to have him on all the time, we had storms, he said, spending follows the forecast. So if the forecast is it'll land...
Is he talking about for weather or for...
For weather.
Yeah.
For weather. Spending related to the weather follows the forecast for the weather.
Oh, meaning I get supplied for things if I know there's a big storm.
If you think it's coming, and then there's a question of how much you believe it. It's really interesting. I went back and looked, because I'm, as you know, let me shut this computer up. I'm fascinated by forecasting of the weather, which has gotten so much better, even though people complain about it. They nailed that this storm 5 days out in the western Gulf of Mexico was going to hit over here in Florida 5 days earlier. And they had it pretty much within a 50-mile range. So, but, of course, it didn't hit the Tampa area. It went down a little bit south. So there was some spending related to the storm that never hit. And then, of course, there's a bounce back on the other side of it. So also, the way this thing hit in one of the other storms hit in Appalachia is very different from anything else we've ever seen. Yeah.
So pretty interesting what they had to talk about there. So let's scroll over to the equity markets right now. These opened the day up a little bit, but we'll take this. The markets all across the screen right through here, it has been green, like every day. It's at one point, it's like, okay, when's it going to give back a little bit? So we're seeing a little bit of green across the, or red across the board right now. Dow Jones down 82 with nothing to write home about. S&P down 5. Russell 2K down 7. Okay, so that's where the equity markets are going right now. Cryptocurrencies at 80, about 87,000. We're going to talk about cryptocurrency today on Stock Talk with Dan, and I'm going to show you a way I invest in cryptocurrencies. I'm not saying that's how you should do it. I'm just saying it's the easiest way I bought, and it's so speculative that I'll show you what how I invest in Bitcoin this afternoon at 2:30 Central. Join me then. You can learn a little bit on how, you know, to invest in the markets, and this week we're talking about cryptocurrency. So what's the Federal Reserve's next move? Well, it looks like the next move might be a little shaky right now. There's a 65% chance they're going to cut, but that means there's a 35% chance they're not going to cut. So that's what we're focusing in on, what the Federal Reserve's next move is in December. I'm going to say unless the jobs market comes in a little weaker, I'm not sure what the Federal Reserve is going to do at this meeting. There's two pieces of this. They can come in and say, well, the nominal rate, which is the rate, kind of the neutral rate where the Federal Reserve wants it, we're not there yet. So are they going to just continue to rate cut all the way down to that? I think that's going to be right in the range I'm about right through here. My taking is, I'll put a consensus on this, about 4%, 3.75 to 4% on the federal funds rate right through here. So will we get there? Well, we're probably not going to get there until about next year at this time. So we're going to see the progress through here, but there is a lot less rate cuts coming from the Fed. There was 10 proposed about 2-3 months ago. We've gotten 2. That means there's 8 left. Well, in this consensus, there only looks like there's about 3 or 4 maybe coming. So quite a bit of rate cuts off the table right now that you're seeing right through there. The reason being is the economy's pretty darn stable. We have the federal funds rate right through here that's, you know, it focuses in on this piece of the equation, but we have the PCE, which is inflation, is at 2.1. We have the jobs market at a 4.1 unemployment rate, which is fantastic historically. We have GDP numbers coming in all the time, and they're a really nice positive number. So the Fed is contending against a really nice economy versus, you know, is there going to be cracks in the employment numbers and things like that in the future? So we're going to continue to watch those. But we're going to talk about Bitcoin today. And the reason being is it is all over the news. Why? Well, basically, year to date so far, it's doubled. I'm going to show you our entry point into this. We actually bought into a fund about 2 months ago, and we've already doubled our money in 2 months. So check out my Stock Talk today with Dan Frio. We're talking Bitcoin and the strategies I use to invest in Bitcoin. So that's it for right now. My name is Dan Frio. What do I do for a living? Well, I'm not an investor. I'm not an economist. I'm actually a loan officer. That's what I do. I talk stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies to help you guys understand the markets, because, you know, so many channels just talk about one subject and it's either really good or really bad. But my goal here is to help you change your whole outlook, going from, you know, a victim to a victor. So we're going to help you try to understand investing. You might not have a lot of money to invest, and you might not have any, but my goal here is at least to educate you, so when you do, you'll know what to do with it. So I'm not telling you what to do, how to do it. I'm just helping you along the way to educate you on this path. So my name is Dan Frio. Check out my website, therateupdate.com. I'm a licensed loan officer throughout the whole country. I'm in California, Columbus, Connecticut, Maine, Texas, anywhere in the country. I'd love to help you. Also licensed in Puerto Rico if you're down there. So if you're looking to buy or refinance a loan, or maybe you're looking to try to buy that first investment property, I'd love to help you. So go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can click the apply now button to get moving along. But if you'd rather call us to get some information, you know, reach out to us. What we do is we're here just to answer all those questions for you before you put the application in. So check it out. You can hit the application link there, or you can scroll down to the bottom of our website. Right down through here, you're going to go through a bunch of blogs, calculators, and the such. But you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right there on the screen, folks. So thanks so much for watching. I'll be back today at 2:30 with Stock Talk with Dan Frio. Then I will also be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how all this mess ended for the day. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you in a bit. Bye-bye.